what you said before. I wish you'd expand a little bit about the scientific side of songwriting. How's that work?
Well, I guess like any craft, you know, whether it's photography or, you know, painting or something else, you got to know how to mix your colors and you got to know how to, you know, provide the right contrast and frame it. I look at songs like I could take one of my songs and I could, the idea, what I mean, the idea behind my song or what the purpose of it is, and I could turn it into almost any sort of piece of art, like a photo, or I could have a photo that has the same meaning as 1945, or I could have a painting or a collage or something else, you know. But the thing is, the scientific side of it is being able to, I think the thing that I've gotten better at steadily the more time I spend writing songs is being able to present that idea in such a way that it's more accessible to the listener, I guess, or is, you know, there's certain people that are more articulate with their words, and, you know, I think it has something to do with that. So it's all the nuts and bolts of songwriting, you know. It's understanding the music and progressions and melody and being, you know, a proficient guitar player and all those things. But, you know, it does go back to the, always goes back to the song and the idea and the emotion in the performance. But I think the scientific side of it is something that I've steadily, you know, worked on and zoned in on it. It's helped me to be able to better articulate, you know, what I'm feeling when I do receive those moments of inspiration and I would like to write something, you know, very meaningful.
One of my favorites of yours is your song Seeing Ghosts. Tell me about what happens in this one.
Yeah, that's an interesting song. It was one that I wrote very quickly, probably about a half hour. It was pretty much done. You know, that song is, I think it starts with, if you've, you know, been repeatedly, I don't want to say burned, but just as far as like a romantic relationship-wise, you know, it's like I talked about on this first side of this album, there's a lot of, I guess, sort of like uneasiness about starting something new because you're afraid of that you might repeat your past mistakes and it may fail. So I guess I see Seeing Ghosts as a song that's talking about that, and as far as, you know, you'd love to be with this person and do this thing, but at the same time you have the ghost of your past.
Well, lately I've been seeing ghosts, lovers from my past seen.
But at the same time, that song is very interesting because the B section of it is sort of the opposite of what the A side was talking about as far as these ghosts of your past haunting you and, you know, saying, no, 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 don't do it. When the B section comes on, it's the opposite of that, and it's very anthemic and rejoiceful. That song is cool. It kind of leads you from one place to another and all in about 5 minutes.
Brad, what do you as an artist most want your audiences to take away with them from your album 1945?
You know, of course, I would say I'm trying to give people what, you know, I receive from albums and songs, which is, they tend to be very impactful on me. I mean, I'm not sure if everyone is this way, but there's sometimes when I hear a song and it can almost change my life if there's, you know, a lyric in there that makes so much sense. It's almost like a good proverb or something like that, you know. It's more than the music or the melody or the live show. It's, I guess I'm trying to tap into something that's deeper than that and that, you know, can help people through their daily lives and learn and grow. And I would hope that that record does that, because I guess writing those songs, you know, I grew and changed as a person a lot, and I hope that that's captured in there and that, you know, people can take that away. But that's my relationship with music and songs. It's almost like holy scripture to me.
What would you consider one of the most important ways in which you grew and changed as a person as you were writing the 1945 material?
There's just a lot of, I think it's a pretty introspective album, and there's just a lot of things that I became more self-aware of with myself. You know, we talked about if you've made mistakes in the past, trying not to do them over again, which, know, humans have a real problem with this. But, you know, if I look at a song called Lonesome Feeling, some of the things that I wrote in that song, control your mind, give it some time, be careful with yourself. In settings like these, you'll skin your knees and damage your health. You know, that's something that I wouldn't have, I guess, realized or said maybe a couple of years before I wrote that song. So I think I became a more self-aware person, and, you know, I grew up a little bit.